can go ahead and be dismissed. Sunday school is going to be the first door. Youth is going to be the second door, ages 10 to 18. And I'm so sorry. If you could stand, I had you clap a little prematurely here. Let's clap for Pastor.
Hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. We know we've already been in worship, but let's go ahead and praise him for a minute. Lord, we praise you. We bless your holy name. Lord Jesus, you poured out your spirit on us. You blessed us. You blessed us. You've touched us. You've performed for us. Lord, now I'm going to worship you. I lift my voice in praise. I lift my voice in worship. I lift my voice in honor. Lord, for you are great and greatly to be praised. Jesus. Oh, praise God. Praise God. It feels good to be out in the house of the Lord today. Amen. It feels wonderful today. And I thank you, Lord, for showing up. I thank you, our members, for showing up, our guests, and everyone who's here. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Kay. Good to have you again. God bless you. Praise the Lord. If you could, head in your Bibles to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8. You guys happy to be here today? Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, it is an honor. And William, my son William, wasn't on the schedule to play today, but it was an honor to be able to play with him. And that was his first time playing a full set. We asked a lot of him today, praise God. But I'm so thankful for him stepping up. 7 years old, praise God, and stepped up and made that happen, and I am just so extra proud of him, and God, yes, using him to bless this church. And you know what made me even more proud, hallelujah, was before service in the prayer room, I saw him sit down on the couch, and he began to sincerely pray to the Lord and began to cry to the Lord. And I thought, thank you, Jesus, that he knows, my son knows how to get into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. He knows that he was going to be under the pressure today, so he had to get a hold of God. Hallelujah, I thank the Lord that he's taught him that. I pray the Lord blesses all of our children, all of our youth, with the same understanding. There is strength in the presence of God. There is help from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I better stop talking about him or you're going to call me a crybaby. But praise the Lord. I'm so thankful for him. I'm thankful for each and every one of you today. Thank you for coming and making this your home church and allowing God to bless you here. Thank you for coming and just worshiping. Hallelujah. And there's a hunger in this place. Listen, we can't lose our hunger, praise God. Even if we say, well, the Lord didn't do it as great this Sunday as he did last Sunday. Listen, it's not, you can't really compare it like that, right? Praise the Lord. But I'm going to come ready to receive every Sunday. And I feel like you are doing that in this place. And I thank you so much for doing that. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8. One passage of scripture here. It just says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. I felt earlier this week, Monday night, I felt the Lord stirring in my heart this message. And we're just going to see what the Lord wants to do. But today I'm going to preach on Alpha and Omega and everything in between. Hallelujah. Alpha and Omega and everything in between. How about we put our Bibles down, go to the Lord, and one more time and just ask him to speak to us. Lord, we thank you for pouring out your spirit. We thank you for moving in this place, making yourself known to us. Oh, Lord God, there's nothing like your presence. Lord, I'm so thankful to be in your presence. I'm so thankful that you've chosen to bless us today. Oh, Lord God, without you, there'd be no reason to be here. But we are blessed, Lord God, to be in your presence, that you'd be able to minister to us, that you'd be able to bless us. Thank you, Lord God, for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Help me to speak directly into the hearts of your people, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody shout amen. Amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for standing. You can be seated. Alpha and Omega and everything in between. Of course, if you're a student of the Bible or of ancient languages, you probably know what those two words mean. Alpha is the first letter in the Greek alphabet. And then Omega refers to the last letter in the Greek alphabet. It'd be much like the language we use. At my job, I am dealing with dispatching trucks and stuff like that. And so it's quite often that people all of a sudden will start speaking a language that I do not know. They'll start saying, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, you know, all these different words. And really what they're doing is they are trying to explain using these words so that we understand the alphabet, the specific letters they're trying to say. Of course, it would be Alpha is also in our English language for A, the first letter in our alphabet, and then Zulu would be Z, the last letter of our alphabet. Alpha and Zulu would essentially mean the same thing as Alpha and Omega, but in the Greek today, hallelujah. And this scripture, it makes the point of declaring that the Lord is Alpha and Omega. Quite an interesting statement. It does clarify, of course, and says that he is the beginning and the ending. Praise God. Of course, to Moses, he just says, I am that I am, right? He's just the ever-existing one. But we know that absolutely the Lord is the beginning. Praise God. For without him, there would be nothing. Without him, you wouldn't be here today. Without him, there wouldn't be a here to be at. Amen. For the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, and I've worn myself out singing today, so I'm going to loosen my tie a little bit. Is that all right? Praise God. Genesis 1 and verse 1, it says, in the beginning. Everybody say, in the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Do we still believe that today? Amen. I got one person clapping. Do we still believe that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth? I tell you, before this all, there was nothing. The Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord, it floated upon the darkness. Hallelujah. There was nothingness. And then all of a sudden, the Lord began to speak. And out came the world. Out came creation. That's why we say he is the beginning. It's not just. Now hear me. There's a difference here. It's not just he made the beginning. It's not just he created the beginning. For all of this came to be from God. Hallelujah. He didn't have to get this and then put it together. No. I heard it today. I was listening to a sermon. I heard it today. this preacher, he said something to the effect of, a miracle is seeing the impossible. Hallelujah. What isn't? That's what a miracle is. That's exactly what God did. The Lord took nothing, and from his own will, he willed the earth into existence. That's why the Bible says we all came from him. He didn't just create in the beginning. He is the beginning. He is the Alpha. Praise God. Praise the Lord. He is the beginning. Oh, but I'm thankful to say he's also the Omega. He's also the ending. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So we already read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, the very first verse in the Bible. But if you'd go all the way to the very end, you'd read Revelations 22 and 20. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The end. Hallelujah. That might have been the end of the book, but it's declaring our ending, which is Jesus Christ coming back for the church and taking us out of here and us living with him in a new heaven and a new earth. Come on now. I still believe he is my ending. Hallelujah. And I get it today. My observation, and this has been my observation for many years now, just observing this. Every new Christian that comes in this place, every new Christian who starts to read their Bible, they go right to the book of Revelations. Now listen, I'm not saying that this is necessarily wrong. I believe the reason is because you can feel it. We're at the end, right? You can feel that this is about to wrap up. I don't know if it's one more year, 5 more years, 10 more years, but I know we're staring at the end at this very moment. Hallelujah. And I think when people come in, they instantly feel that way. They're watching the news just the way that it feels, and they're saying, this can't last that much longer. Something's coming to an end. So they start looking towards the end. They start looking at the book of Revelations. When is the Lord going to do this? When is the Lord going to do that? And again, I'm not here to knock it. I'm here to say, yes, look to the Lord. He is the Omega. He is the ending. He is the first and the last. For he declared in Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 6, thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. Hey, look, if you want to know what happened at the beginning, look toward God. If you want to know what's going to happen at the end, look toward God. There's no other place with the answers. YouTube can't give you the answers. Hallelujah. This Joe Smo politician can't give you the answer. The answer is God and his word. Amen. For he is the first and he is the last. But the Bible even goes further than that. It says in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, we are looking. Look, we got to look toward him. Come on now, we got to look toward him. You want to know what's going on? You got to look toward him. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the Ohatarosa Nadabosi, the author and the finisher of our faith. That word author, it means originator. Do you know that you wouldn't even be sitting here today if it wasn't for him? The Bible says that he draws us by his Spirit.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
I am honored that the Lord drew you in this place. Praise God. He brought you here for such a time as this. Praise God. For the Bible says that it is because of him that we will and do of his good pleasure. That means it's not of myself. I didn't one day wake up and realize I needed God. God was there from the beginning, speaking in my ear. Listen, we glorify the devil all the time. The devil made me do it. Listen, there's sometimes we just need to say, God made me do it. Why'd you go to church now? I'll tell you why. God made me do it. Hallelujah. The Holy, everybody's like, oh, I don't know about that one. Praise the Lord. He's the author and finisher of our faith. By his Spirit, he drew us and brought us in. It's only because of him we live and breathe and have our being. It's the good grace of the Lord that gave me salvation and allowed me to live and be brought into the kingdom of God. Oh, I'm thankful for the originator of my faith. The author of my faith. Because if we don't recognize him as the author of our faith, we will not recognize him as the finisher of our faith. If we look to ourselves and say, well, I decided, well, I did this, then you can decide to get out and you can decide to leave. Hey, listen, you can. You've got free will. But what I'm trying to say is you've got to lean on God and recognize you didn't do it at the beginning and you're not going to be able to do it at the ending. You need the Lord to get you through. You need the Lord to hold on to you. You need the Lord to keep you in the boat. You're not going to stay there by yourself. You need the author and the finisher to get you to the place you need to be. And I can be confident in that. Why? Because who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The Bible is so particular about how it words things. It doesn't say despising the shame and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. It's all in the past tense. Until you get there, then it's present tense. He is set down right here, right now, in this moment. You see, because Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8 doesn't end with he is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord. But it continues and says, which is, and which was, and which is to come. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 8, it says, and saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, and which is, and is to come. Oh, I'm here to tell you that the Lord isn't just Alpha and Omega. The Lord isn't just Alpha Zulu, but the Lord is Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot, Golf, Hotel, India. Come on, he's every letter in the alphabet. He's the beginning, the ending, and everything in between. I'm not just expecting him to start it. I'm expecting him to hold me in the middle of it. Come on now, I'm not just looking about what he's going to do tomorrow. Praise God. I feel this in my spirit. I'm not just going to testify about what he did yesterday And I'm not just going to hope and pray what he's going to do tomorrow, but I believe today is the day of salvation. Today, the Lord wants to work. Today, the Lord wants to perform miracles. Today, the Lord wants to save you. Today, the Lord wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Stop pushing it off and pushing it off until Omega. He's here today. If you believe that, would you clap your hands? Worship the Lord. And it's okay that we look to him in the past and we see him at the beginning. And it's okay that we look to him in the future, and we see him at the ending. But he is a right now God who doesn't want to be put on the waiting list. Come on now. He's a right now God that doesn't want to be put on a waiting list. Well, I just need to wait until this and this happens. Then I'll really surrender. Oh, praise God. I feel like I'm gnawing on something today. I'm going to wait until this happens or this happens. Then I'm really going to start my ministry. I'm going to wait until this perfect situation. And they play this perfect song. And the drummer hits that perfect beat. Then I'll worship. I'm just asking, why not right now? Why not right now? Why not right now give it to the Lord? Why not right now give yourself over to the Lord? Because someday may never come. Listen, he's Alpha, Omega, and everything in between. But I tell you what, he's not. He's not someday God. He's a today God. He's a right now God. He's a this day is the day of salvation God. He's a I want to bless you now. I want to fill you now. I want to change you now. Oh, praise God, we got to decide today to stop pushing it off, but to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we get so caught up looking to him in the future. The Bible tells the story of a man named Zacchaeus. And I know everybody knows the story of Zacchaeus. The Bible tells us that Zacchaeus was a rich man. He had plenty of goods. He was not desperate. He was rich. Everybody say he was rich. The Bible says that he heard that Jesus was there, but he couldn't quite get to him. I see him. I see him off in the distance. But he says, I can't quite capture what he looks like. I can't quite hear what he's saying. So the Bible says that Zacchaeus found a tree. Now you all know why this is here. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Zacchaeus climbed this tree. And he looked out, trying to see, where is he? This is how we are so often. We're desperately trying to look out into the future, trying to find what God is wanting to do for us. Oh, I'm here to tell you there's something more for you in the house of God and in the presence of the Lord. Because as Zacchaeus, this rich man looking like a fool up in a tree, is staring off in the distance, all of a sudden he hears the voice of a man down below. And who is it? It's Jesus. Why are you up in that tree? Well, Don't you know? I'm trying to see the author and the finisher of my faith. I'm looking toward what the Lord has for me. I'm looking and saying, well, it's off in the distance. He's way over there. So I'm just going to look and I'll observe right now. But then Jesus says, you don't need the tree because you're looking for me right over there. But I'm actually right here next to you. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he is not far from any of us, just a grasp away. Praise the Lord. He's looking at him for him off in the distance, but Jesus was right next to him. Oh, I'm here to tell you the Lord is right here next to you. Yes, he's the Alpha. Yes, he's the Omega, but he's everything in between. The Lord's not waiting. The Lord wants to bless you now. The Lord wants to come into your house now. So what do you do? He says, Zacchaeus, get down from that tree. I'm going to go have lunch at your house today. What a peculiar chosen vessel. I'm going to go to your house today, Zacchaeus. I know you're over here looking, but he says, I'm going to go to your house. So Zacchaeus gets down out of the tree and takes Jesus into his home. Could you imagine? All he wanted to do was just get a glimpse of Jesus. All he wanted to do was to see him one time before he died. But now Jesus is coming into his home and eating his food. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah and the Lord. Praise God. And they're in there. And Zacchaeus begins to confess his sins. Zacchaeus begins to commit to Jesus. I'm going to pay back every debt that I've ever owed. I'm going to help the poor. I'm going to do the things I've been pushing off doing. Because now you're in my home. And this is what Jesus says, Luke 19:9. This day is salvation come to this house. This day. Listen, this day, salvation is here. This day, healing is here. This day, miracles are here. This day, blessings are here. This day, he's pouring out his spirit. This day, he is blessing and healing hearts. This day, everybody say this day. This day is salvation come to this house. This day. This is the day. This is the time. This day. This day. This day. This day. Hallelujah, for I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation I have secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Everybody say this day. How about we stand to our feet? This day. This day, this day, Ikarosuta Ramasana. It's time for somebody to claim your salvation this day. Look, I wouldn't preach this if I didn't think God would back it up. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you with all faith that is within me that if you will surrender yourself to the Lord this day, the Lord's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. Come on now, you believe that today? I'm here to stand with all faith that I've got to tell you that if you will surrender your life to Him, He will give you a miracle you've been seeking after, the blessing that you've been praying for, the financial blessing. He's going to pour it out, but you've got to get it in your heart and mind. I'm not saving it for tomorrow. This day, I'm going to claim my blessing. This day, I'm going to surrender to the Lord. This day, I'm going to let the Lord do it in me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Jesus, sitting with His friends and family, He read this in their hearing. The Bible says, verse 20. Go ahead, Brother Judas. Go to verse 20. Hallelujah. And He closed the book. And He gave it to the minister. And He sat down. The eyes of every person was locked in on Him. Look what He says in verse 21. This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Why? Because this day Jesus is here. This day Jesus is here. This day Jesus is here. And as long as Jesus is here, there will be miracles. There will be blessings. There will be salvation. So my question to you is, what are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for an invitation to come down and to declare your healing? What are you waiting for? For this is the day of salvation. This is the day of your breakthrough. This is the day your life changes. This day. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm waiting. I'm not going to invite you. I'm waiting for somebody to decide right here, right now. You're going to get your healing. You're going to get your blessing. You're going to get your breakthrough. I'm not waiting for tomorrow. Yes, I believe you're Omega, but I'm not waiting till the ending before my life is changed, before my prayers are answered. But I'm claiming it in Brother Judas. Wait just a minute before you put on the YouTube video. Hallelujah. Just wait a minute. I want there to be intercession. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, my children will be saved. Lord God, I'm claiming it in your kingdom. I'm telling the devil I'm not waiting any longer. I'm going to go reach out to them and they're going to be saved. I'm not going to wait on my healing. But right now, in Jesus' name, I'm healed. I claim it. I claim it. I claim it. Come on now, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, God's going to fill you right now. If it's been a while since you've spoken in tongues, lift up your hands. Begin to surrender to the Lord. And the Lord is going to pour it out upon you again.